We heard in the gospel today the phrase twice, on the way, on the way. And the way isn't just like the way from point A to point B. It's a reference to the Christian life, the way to the Father. That's the Christian life. And so when Jesus asked, what were you arguing about on the way? And they were arguing about who's the greatest. That's part of the Christian life. It's not supposed to be part of the Christian life. But in our Christian life, sometimes we do that kind of stuff. What does it take to be a betrayer of the way? A traitor. One who hands over another to a form of evil and suffering. That Greek word, paradidomai, literally it means to hand over. And it occurs 9 times in the Gospel of Mark. Mark uses it in a very particular way and to communicate a very particular message to you and me. In the gospel, Judas hands over Jesus to the Jews. The Jews hand over Jesus to Pilate. And Pilate hands over Jesus to be crucified. We have represented there an individual friend. We have the Jewish people and we have the Gentiles. In a representative way, the whole human race handed over Jesus to death. His friends, his own people, and the rest of humanity. What would it take for you to hand over Jesus today? I don't ask that question from a perspective of judgment, but compassion, of concern, because whether we admit it or not, we're each and every one of us filled with sinfulness. And we ignore that reality to our peril. Because we're all sinners. That's why we need the Savior. Judas handed him over out of greed. The Jews because of envy. And Pilate out of fear. When's the last time you experienced greed? Or envy? Or fear? Sometimes I'm envious of a little country parish. Sometimes I'm greedy for a bigger budget. As though, you know, if we just had more staff and more programs, then the heavenly Jerusalem would come down from heaven right here on campus. And then the bishop would say, oh, Father Dan, wow, I am so glad I assigned you to Newman. You just precipitated the second coming. Which is pretty close to arguing about who's the greatest. And then most of the time, I'm fearful. Fearful of not having the right answers. Of not listening well. Of being rejected or criticized. I'm sure if we were all really honest with ourselves, we could go through the whole list of deadly sins and find lots of ways that they apply to each and every one of us. After my freshman year of high school, I transferred to the seminary without telling my best friend. Out of fear, I, in a sense, I handed him over to the public school system and I ran the other way. It was a great act of cowardice. And betrayal. How many times have we handed ourselves over to lust and our out of control passionate desires? St. James, in our second reading today, writes, where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war within your members? You covet but do not possess. You kill and envy but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your own passions. Prayer is not about satisfying my passions. It's about a relationship with a real person, a divine person. And here's the most important point in the gospel today, I think. Notice that when Jesus says the Son of Man is to be handed over to the hands of men, and literally it's the Son of Man is being handed over, as though in this world he's always being handed over. Notice that the verb is passive. And Jesus doesn't say who is doing the handing over. We call that a divine passive because it implies that God the Father is the one who is handing over Jesus. God the Father. We hand him over to indulge our sinful passions, but the Father hands him over to save us from our sinful passions. The Father handed over his only Son, his beloved. And he still does today for our redemption and salvation. Judas and the Jews and Pontius Pilate were all ultimately the hands of God the Father, handing over his beloved Son out of love for us. Because he just can't imagine heaven without you. The end of the gospel gives us the antidote to all the ways that we hand him over. Jesus says, whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me. Instead of handing over, we're taught to receive, to let ourselves be handed to. Don't hand over another. Receive the weakest and the most insignificant. Receive a little child, and we receive Jesus, and we receive the Heavenly Father. I can't help but make a heartfelt and prayerful appeal to everyone here today, whether here or beyond these walls, to receive the little children, including those in the womb, as though they are Jesus, who was also in the womb and there sanctified the womb. We hand over to Jesus our sins for him to nail them to the cross, and we receive from the Father whatever cross or blessing he hands over to us. That's the proper order of give and take. We hand over our sins and we receive his mercy, which sometimes, well, always comes in the form of a cross, our cross. Don't receive evil, but do receive whatever the Father hands over to you. To receive instead of handing over, that's to let the Lord have control over my life. What is the Lord handing over to you that you need to respect, that you need to accept, that you need to receive? So here's the homework for the week. Take a look this week at the seven deadly sins in your life so that you can hand them over to the cross of Christ. And pray for the courage to receive whatever the Father is handing over to you, especially when he's handing over to you his beloved Son.